Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. Hey, hey, just want to say thank you for supporting us on the various platforms. Continue to check out A Dose of Nikki on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the channel to be alerted when new episodes drop. You can also leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Now let's talk about the topic of the day. Patience. Always a heavy and difficult topic, okay? It's always not an easy one, but we're going to delve into it. Now let's first start on what the definition of patience really is. And as I researched this, I thought I knew, but apparently I didn't really know. So here's what it is. It's the ability to wait. Now that I knew, okay? But wait now. It's also when you continue to do something despite difficulties. It's when you suffer without complaining or becoming annoyed. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. It's when you suffer without complaining or becoming annoyed. I don't know if I have that. I thought I did, but I don't. But I'm going to give you an example. There's a woman that I know whose family member just suddenly became ill and has been hospitalized, an unexpected illness, right? And I realized that she is patient based on this definition that she is suffering. Believe you me, she is suffering, but she is not complaining. And she's also not annoyed. She's coping with the situation. So now this is telling me that she is patient. Interesting, right? Patience is a favorable quality to actually have, but very difficult to possess or maintain. You know that. You're tested. This is a quality that is oftentimes tested for many of us. Many of us become very impatient very quickly. Now, the other day, I'm going to share with you what I experienced. I experienced a manipulator, someone in an intimidating position at work who tried to manipulate me into answering a question in a way to set me up for an accusation. Yeah, follow me. Now, lucky for me, I was two steps ahead of the manipulator by stating what? The truth, the facts. See, a manipulator doesn't like that, okay? Which wasn't what she wanted to hear. She didn't want to hear that. They did not want to hear that. Let me take the she out. It's the they did not want to hear that. Now, how did it begin? The situation began with flattery. And then they started to isolate a situation. This is how the manipulator works. Then moves on to gaslighting, manipulating the truth, attempting to abuse me. Then went in for the jugular and tried checking me on something that they thought went left. Was not happening, nor going down like that, okay? But through the interaction, what was required? Patience. Oh yeah, patience. At times I wanted to blurt out things, but I had to stop myself. I had to listen, and I stayed focused on what was being stated, and I allowed the quality of patience to prevail. I waited my turn. And although they never wanted me to turn, wanted my turn actually to surface, however, I forced it to happen. I didn't complain by pointing out the many flaws their team possesses, but that contributed to this manipulation attempt. I didn't do that. I was grateful to have patience, although I did not realize that was the characteristic at the time. Interesting, right? Now that we know what the definition of patience is, let's continue to learn about some great individuals that possess this quality. Okay? Now, this topic is perfectly aligned with the two female doctors we will highlight in this episode. Let's delve into how these African-American women played an incredible role in society, beginning with a pioneer, Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler. Do any of you know who she is? She's the first African-American woman to become a doctor in the United States in 1864. Now, look at the year now. Now, you know that they say that slavery was abolished in 1865. So how did this black female become a doctor in 1864? Well, she was born in Delaware, lived with her aunt in Pennsylvania, who cared for sick people in her neighborhood. So I guess she was the one who kind of influenced Rebecca, Dr. Crumpler, in being drawn to the medical profession. She then later went on, Dr. Crumpler later went on, she became a nurse. She worked there as a nurse for about 8 years, but she was so good at it that these doctors commended her, and eventually she went to the school, the college, fairly new, New England Female Medical College, which later merged with the Boston University School of Medicine. Now, during this time, white men didn't believe females, for that matter, black women, could become doctors because they were too frail, you know, couldn't handle it, wasn't strong enough. We could be midwives, but we could not be because men didn't think that they, male doctors didn't feel that they should be delivering babies. It was too intimate, too, you know, I guess, nasty to touch or whatever it is. But whatever. Hello. That didn't stop Dr. Crumpler. So after she became a doctor, she then became like a missionary, offering her service to those in need. And the place she went was Richmond, Virginia, after the Civil War. Many of her patients were very poor people who would otherwise have had no access to medical care because they were black, you know, unfortunately. And the enormous needs of these patients and the discrimination they faced from many white doctors, she needed to step in. So during this time, it inspired a lot or encouraged a lot of African Americans to seek the medical training to help in the society. Imagine that, you know. Now, Dr. Crumpler later came back to Boston and cared for those in her neighborhood who were primarily black, right? And she also wrote a book called A Book of Medical Discourses. And this book gives advice on treating illnesses in infants, young children, and women of childbearing age. So she contributed to society greatly, and I'm pretty sure, you know, with all the discrimination and all the different challenges she went through, patience was at the forefront. Dr. Crumpler eventually passed away at about age 64, and so just wanted to share that particular person with you all, because I've never heard of this woman and I find that to be amazing. The second person I'd like to highlight is Dr. Alexa Irene Kennedy. She is also a pioneer, becoming the first African-American woman neurosurgeon in 1981, a little over 40 years ago. Now, Dr. Kennedy nearly dropped out of college as an undergraduate studying mathematics. And due to what? What do you think that reason was for that? Self-confidence. Mm-hmm. That can really kill your dream of doing great things. But guess what? She had an opportunity to win a minority scholarship in medicine. And for whatever reason, it triggered a drive in her that made an instant connection. And just like that, boom, she earned her place at the University of Michigan Medical School, where she graduated cum laude in 1975. Hello. Let's go. But unfortunately, you know how it goes. The ugliness creeps in. Prejudice and dismissive comments could not be avoided. Now, while completing her surgical internship at Yale New Haven Hospital on her first day, here comes one of the top hospital's administrators passing through the ward and says, "Oh, you must be our new equal opportunity package." What? Do I smell hater? Yep, that's what it is. Hater. But that's okay, because this kind of treatment further contributed to her concern of convincing the neurosurgery chairman that she was not a risk to drop out or be fired. Now, this program consisted of only about one or two residents per year. All right, now, it gets better, very much so. Stay with me. This trickled into convincing Dr. Kennedy that someone would hire her as a neurosurgeon. But here we go. Dr. Kennedy worked as a neurosurgeon in Philadelphia's Children's Hospital in 1981 through 82 and was voted as a top resident by her fellow physicians. And later became the chief neurosurgeon at Children's Hospital of Michigan. Talk about a get back in confirmation. Oh, yeah. Now, Dr. Kennedy's profession pretty much focused on children ages 10 and younger. Sadly, she saw young patients facing life-threatening illnesses, gunshot wounds, head trauma, and other brain injuries or diseases. But her drive to be patient-centered increased her demand, and her practice flourished. Dr. Kennedy has received a multitude of awards and accolades throughout her career. She's currently retired, you know, but I wanted to share her story with you all. And there is no way that these two women that we just mentioned or just reviewed could have achieved what they did without having what? Patience. So I turn to you and ask you, are you patient? I thought I was patient until I read the definition. I definitely complain and get annoyed with situations. Definitely. However, I do have the ability to wait things out. Not to say that I would not become annoyed and voice my opinion. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't do that, but I do wait. I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask to challenge you guys to try to incorporate patience into your life. Can you do that? Can you do that? This is a healthy attribute, and it actually can increase your life expectancy as well as contribute to your success. When we work towards a goal and expect the results to happen like yesterday, we do not allow enough time for the thought to even fester and work through the kinks. It's like setting a goal to get a car, right? We identify the car we want, the color, the make, the model, and the year. And we go to one dealership and do not see what we want and give up. No patience there. Or we only spend the weekend looking and not finding anything. And then what? Give up. No patience there. Continuing to work on researching, getting your financial house in order, identifying the insurance company that will provide coverage. You know, all of these things are part of the goal contribution to assisting with coming to fruition. Get in that car. It requires what? Patience. So let's incorporate the practice of patience into our lives. You will be better equipped to deal with challenging moments in your life. Watch the flowers blossom around you. Those flowers are your gifts, your desires. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.